This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For the people of Puerto Rico, the key indicator has nothing to do with stock or bond or Bitcoin indexes. It's the percentage of electric power capacity coming back online. Yesterday was 54%. This morning, it's above 61%, about 3 months after the storm. Now, yesterday, we looked at the restoration of the electric grid there. Today, my colleague Lizzie O'Leary, the host of Marketplace Weekend, reports on the growth of solar.
There aren't many places you can go in Puerto Rico right now without hearing that sound, the hum of diesel generators. Residents and the government are spending hundreds or even thousands of dollars a week on fuel. That, plus the grindingly slow restoration of the electrical grid, have people thinking about alternatives.
Prior to Maria, people were turning to solar basically for, to save money. Electricity costs here in Puerto Rico are expensive.
That's Alejandro Uriarte. He runs New Energy, a solar design and installation company based in San Juan. 1 kilowatt hour of solar-powered energy here costs around 6 cents. From the grid, it's closer to 33 cents. But post-Maria, the demand for solar isn't about money, but power.
They just want something to power their home, especially the fridge, a couple of fans, lights, the basic necessities.
But it's not cheap, especially on an island that has been in a recession for a decade.
A system will cost you around $15,000. And if you're going to add storage or a battery to that, it can add on another $10,000.
Uriarte says that New Energy has gotten as many orders since Maria as it would in a typical year. And the requests are split 50-50 between businesses and homeowners. Across town, one of those batteries to store solar power is being installed.
My name is Jose Trinidad. I am an electrical engineer for New Energy.
Normally, an installation takes about 3 days. But right now?
The materials here in Puerto Rico are very scarce. They are not available as they do before.
Which is slowing down the process. Even with the delays, the orders keep coming in. But when I ask Trinidad if PREPA, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority, supports solar?
That's a good question.
It's not a no exactly, but more people installing their own solar systems may mean less revenue for PREPA.
So if it affects your economy or your market, you will try to put some things in our way in order to slow you down.
Still, PREPA has a long way to go to fix the traditional grid, which is a business opportunity, albeit a slightly uncomfortable one, for solar entrepreneurs like Alejandro Uriarte.
This change to solar was going to happen, but the hurricane just accelerated what was coming anyway.
I'm Lizzie O'Leary for Marketplace.
Lizzie has a special edition of Marketplace Weekend with what she's been seeing and hearing in Puerto Rico.